Gemara brings down the first memre from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Le'oilom al yoitzi odom dovor megunem mipiv. Le'oilom al yoitzi odom dovor megunem mipiv. She'arei Ike bakosuf shmoni oisiyos ve'lo yoitzi dovor megunem mipiv. Shenema menabeim ha'tehoiro, menabeim asher enen ha'tehoiro. So we have one memre. The memre is a memre from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Le'oilom al yoitzi odom dovor megunem mipiv. This is the memre from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Le'oilom al yoitzi odom dovor megunem mipiv. And even as a raya, shari'ike makosuf. But the memre is shelo yoitzi odom dovor megunem mipiv. Then there's noch a memre from Rabbi Yishmoel. Le'oilom yeda berodom beloshen nekiyo. Le'oilom yeda berodom beloshen nekiyo. And Rashi is mashma, it's the zelbe memre. It's one memre, le'oilom al yoitzi odom dovor megunem mipiv. And there's another memre, le'oilom yeda berodom beloshen nekiyo. Le'oilom yeda berodom beloshen nekiyo. Two memres. And the first memre, and then the second memre, and then the second memre, then the Gemara is Mamshich, in Amud Beis. Frag the Gemara Akash. Kol HaTere Kulo, Shtei Tome. Kol HaTere is full with the word Tome. You're telling me, a ganze Shtikul Tere, Yedaba Beloshen Nekiyo? Kol HaTere Kulo, is in a Loshen Megune. Shtei Tome, be Kol HaTere Kulo. So the Gemara is another Yesoid. You have to Ledaber Beloshen Ktsor. You have to Ledaber Beloshen Ktsor. Frekt Rashi Akasha, so what is the whole Gemara before? La Lyoitzi or the Dova Mipunim Mipiv Shari Ike Makosuf Shmoin Oisias, Teish Oisias, Ezra Oisias, Sheshes Oisias, but you're telling me to the Dabba Beloshen Ktsoro? So Rashi, no. Be'etzem is a deal of Dabba Beloshen Ktsoro. But the Teire wanted to teach me that you have to the Dabba Beloshen Nekiyo, so the Teire was Meshane once, her Loshen, to teach me this Yesoid, that a person has to the Dabba Beloshen Nekiyo. When you see the Rashi Alponov, it's Mashmam in Rashi, the following Klolim, before the Marshal. Why call it the Rekula Shtei the word Tome, Yedah Berodom Beloshen Ktsoro? Loshen Ktsoro is the best. So the Gemara, when it's the same, Ke'adodininu, then you have to speak clean, noki. But when it's shorter, the best is to speak short. Aye, so why the Teir once was Marich Beloshoinoi and didn't say Tome, and the Torah was Marich Beloshen, to teach me this Yesoid. Oh, but Be'emes, the Yesoid is Kotzor is the best. When it's the same, speak Beloshen Nekiyo. This is the Pashtus of Rashi. The Marsho comes and says, nay, it can't be, because the Torah did it three times. Three times the Torah went, and the Torah was Meshane, Tome, Mikre Laila Sharina Tor, and the Torah was Meshane. So we see from the Torah that the Torah is Marich, not to say a loshen megune. So you can't tell me that loshen kotzor is the best loshen. Zogt marsho ha'andere yesoy. Not lefi pshute shel Rashi. Again, lefi pshute shel Rashi, kotzor is the best. When it's shove b'shove, speak loshen nekir. This is the order lefi Rashi shel lefoneinu, azay is mashman Rabbeinu Peretz. Kotzor is the best. Doesn't make a difference, noki, not noki. First thing, the nicer is shorter. Kotzor is the best. And if it's the same, then you speak loshen nekir. The marsho says no. Three times, it's Rabbeinu Peretz as the kasha. Why you need the Torah to say it three times? But the Torah says it three times. Zog the Marsha like this. Kotzor is a maile, and loshen megune is a chisorim. So you could choose, or speak short, even if it's loshen megune, say tome. Even if it's loshen megune, say tome. Or speak long, and don't speak loshen megune. It's shove b'shove. This is the reason the Torah a lot of times says Tome, and a couple times the Torah is Meshane. Either one is good. When it's Shove B'Shove, Then you have to speak Lashon Nekiyah. This is the Maharsha's Shita. So again, the Maharsha's Shita, and this is the way we have to learn with Asra Rashi, as even the Maharsha. Kotzor is Shove to Noki. It's equal, Shove B'Shove. When the words are the same amount, then you have to speak Lashon Nekiyah. That's the source of the Shmaisa Lefi the Maharsha. Glad. This is the reason the Torah did it three times. To tell me, tell me a lot of times. And also sometimes the Torah was Mishane, either Kotzo or the Megune. Das is a Chizon, das is a Meile. When it's Shabbat B'Shabbat, choose the Lashon Nekiyah. That's the Maharsha's Mahalach. In Rabbi Niyene and in the Baal HaMoer, steht the andere Shita. Rabbi Niyene says as it. And Chelek Gimel, Shar Gimel, Oisrei Shlamet. Omu Rabbi Seinu lo'ilom al yoitzi odom dovo megune mipiv. שרי איקם הקוסוף שמיני אויסייס ולא יוצא דובו מגונה מפי שנאמר ונבאים מאשר איננו תאירו כי באיס האי הויסו הבאים או התמאו מותרס באכילה אך לא יויסו תאירו לקורבן על כי נחשב ללא של מגונה אם יגנה עודו מהדבור עם השם למייך על עודו So the Rabbi Niyene says the Torah was Meshane the Torah was Marich Beloshoinoi not to write Loshen Megune The Torah was makpid to write Loshen Nekiyah. And why Tomeh is Loshen Megune? Because in this time of Noach, Rabbi Yehuda is the shit that you're allowed to eat, but Rabbi Yehuda says you'll be allowed to, there's no issue to eat behemoth, Tmeyes. The only enough community was Legabi Korbonis. So B'mele, it's a Loshen She'enoi Noki, Loshen Megune to say Tomeh. The Hainu, Kavanos like the Balamoyer. Bezman as a So, Tome, does it the way to write it? Why is the way to write it, Bezman Hazeh, is the way to write Tome? The reason Bezman Hazeh is the way to write Tome is because Bezman Hazeh, the Torah wants you to know that something is Tome. You have to know that it's Tome. It's Treif. It's not Loshon Megune. Treif is not Loshon Megune. You have to know that it's Treif. It's not a Chisor. It's not a Chisor to know that something is Loshon Megune. Treif, Tome. Only Bezman Noach the Beitz and the behavior was allowed to be eaten. So then, the Sprach, then the Loshen Tome is taken unnecessarily. The Torah doesn't have to write the Loshen Tome. And if the Torah writes the Loshen Tome, so then it's a Loshen Megune. But in unser Torah, why? Because the Torah Kula it says Tome, it's not Loshen Megune. Because the Torah is not Loshen Megune. This is the way to write it. We have to know that it's Tome. Only Bezman Noach, it's not considered Tome. Aber Heint is considered Tome. That's in the Rabbi Niyene. So first, what state in Rabbi Niyene? Rabbi Niyene says that Bekol HaTerekulo, this one was bothering him, and Baal HaMoer says it clearer. What was bothering Rabbi Niyene? Why it says Tome Bekol HaTerekulo? Even that it's short. Aber you don't speak Lashon Megune? Even if it's short. Lefi Rabbi Niyene, the klal is, you never speak Lashon Megune. Even if it takes you more words, to talk Loshen Noki, you have to speak Loshen Noki. Even if it's more words to speak Loshen Noki, you have to speak Loshen Noki. Kotzor is not a reason to write Loshen Megune. Why is this Tome in the Torah Lefi Rabbi Niyene? Because Behem is Treif. I saw why the Gemara was Medayek. Because Bezman Noach, it was not Treif, then it was the Loshen Megune. So if first we make a Sikum from the Din of the Rabbi Niyene, before we build up the Shein along this Tome. We have a Machlekes Ledine. Lefi Rabbi Niyene, Kotz... Loshen Megune is never allowed to be taught. Never. Takes you 100 words, speak 100 words. But don't speak Loshen Megune. Why because I tell you, Kula Shtei Tome? Lefi Rashi, the answer is because it's Kotzo. But Lefi Rabbi Niyene, you can't answer because it's Kotzo. What is the answer? Because Tome is Nishkin. It's not a Chisol. The Behemoth is Taka Tome. The Behemoth is Taka Tome. It's not a Chisol to write Tome. There's no Chisol to write Tome. This does good. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says when it's shove or not shove. Zog Rabbi Niyene, ve'oid amu Rabbi Seinu, ki chay ve'odom livcho bedvoro beloshen kovet, ve'leaniach loshen she'enu shel kovet. Gam im einoy megune. Ben bedivretei ben besichas iski oilom, ubilvad shelo yarich dvoro ba'avur ze bedivretei. Zog the Rabbi Niyene, it's another Yesoid. It's a Yesoid of Davor Megune. Dear, never short. Never speak davar megune. Doesn't make a difference how long we'll have to. Never say the words that are bad words. Every time speak clean, even if it's longer. Then is the lashon that is not megune. This is a better lashon. There also is an idiot to speak better lashon. But there, if it takes you shorter to speak in a different way, b'divrei Torah, speak in the short way. B'divrei Torah, speak in the short way. That's what he said of Rabbi Yehi. So if we make a sikum of Shitas Rabbi Yehi and the Rashi, before we start to uptaich the Avonas HaDvorim, we'll start slowly, slowly. It's a dover niflo b'pshat, you see, it's mamish me'ir ha'senai. Shitas Rashi is mevuer, if you start from Amud Aleph, dover megune, dover kovoid, is one aloche. Omar Mishua ben Levi, lo'oilom al yoitzim odom dover megune mipiv. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, lo'oilom odom yedavav dover kovoid, it's the same sugya, the same vault. You have to speak nice. Then you have a sugya lamud beis. So why the Torah says tome? It's like, well, if it's short, these klolim don't exist. When these klolim exist, when it's shove b'shove. This is the source of the Shema Yisrael for Rashi. Al yoitzi dover megune. Speak b'derech kovoid. One sugya. I the Torah says tome. Short. Short is the same. So other short is the best. Or at least, short and bad is shove b'shove. When it's the same, then you have to speak nice. Das is shitas Rashi. Lefi Rabbi Yehine, name. It's two halachas. It's davar megune, you're never allowed to say. Even if it's short. B'meli has to answer Tome in a different way. That Bismana said, Tome is no chisom. And there's another sugya, davar kovoid. In derech kovoid, then if it's the same, you have to speak with derech kovoid. If it's shorter, to speak not with derech kovoid, you're allowed to speak not with derech kovoid. It's two different sugyas. Tanan devei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's two different sugyas. Those in the mehalach from the Rabbi Yehine. And now a little bit, I will try maybe a little bit to uptight it before we make the lamdas hachashbonis. We'll uptight like this. Lefi Rashi, the yesod of al yedaber beloshen megune, why not to speak beloshen megune? Why is the chisalon to a person to say tomi? What is the chisalon of a person to say the word chazit? Say davar acher. Even the Talmud that was given a tainus of him, he didn't say the word chazit, he said, kedavar acher. He's signed him. He's actually given up his chazer, you know, you don't say. Why not the same? My baya. Come on. What happens? The Fi Rashi, it's a passage, yeah? It's not b'derech tzachus. I see it in Rashi in Mudalev. Rashi says, Vali B'shua ben Levi said not to speak not nice, so our Tane says oil. Right? Or says like Rashi. Vali B'shua ben Levi said to Yesoid, not to say dover megune. Al melomadnu shederech ledaber bederech tzach venoki. The way is to talk beloshen tzach venoki is to speak nice. Vav is a yesoid to speak nice. So the Tana also wants to write oyer to speak nice. Al is one yesoid to speak nice. One yesoid to speak nice. Vav is one yesoid to speak nice. There's one yesoid to speak nice. So b'meile, now we know one yesoid. You have to speak nice. Tavon megune bederech kovoid. You have to speak nice. Zog the sugin amud beis, aber shtei tome in the teire. Short. Short is better from nice. When it's the same, choose nice. Short, also short is a mile. I should tell you, you could remember it better. Nice is a mile, short is a mile. Well, I'm not sure, it's exactly the same. When it's the same, speak nice. So others speak nice. If you have an option that you can't speak nice, but you can speak short, short is also a mile. What to choose? Up to you, Zog the Marshal. On the Marshal, short is best. Short. Yeah. If it's the same, speak nice. Not the Shitas Rashi. Now, Lefi Rabbi Yehine, if you see Rabbi Yehine inside, why are you not allowed to speak Davo Megune? Rabbi Yehine says it brings you to Nivul Peh, it brings you to Lashon Hara, it brings you to Rechilus, it brings you to start to speak against your friends. The people that talk not nice, in the end, they come to all of these. This is Rabbi Yehine. And if you see Reish Choftes, the whole Rabbi Yehine is the Nivul Peh. Reish Lamed is, and he says it klo. V'zei geder li'izoyim nivlus ha'peh, shum na'averes ha'chamures, li'izoyim m'sipur ha'ra, l'sin ha'zdoifi b'briyas. אז יש לי. במילא, זאת Rabbi Yehine, if you have an option to speak bad or speak short, speak long, don't speak short. If you have the option, short or bad, or long and clean, for sure long and clean. We don't want it to speak bad. Bad brings you to Lashon Hara. We'll take you 1,000 words. Doesn't make a difference. Don't say bad words. 10, 15, 16, all the Chesmeres of the Gemara. Doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says, don't speak with Lashon Neguna. Short? What short to be a Ma'ilet? You know, but maybe I might speak my mitzvah, I'll speak back. What's the Shaykhus? Sure, the Talmud will remember the Gemara better. Doesn't need to be to Rebbe. It's not sad. There is another halacha. Speak by derech kovet, even in a place. Speak by derech kovet, even in a place that it's not loshen megune. Just speak nice. Nice? If it's short, it's the best of the Talmidim short. Speak short. But that's the Shabbat Maila from derech kovet. So it's mamish two under shittas. Lefi the Rabbi Yehine. The Megune is a Pchison, who Geder v'gzeire. That is a Geder v'gzeire, short is not an option. Don't speak Lashon Megune. And of them, I, why you state in the Teire Tome, Zokter, Bezman hazeh that Tome is a Yisu, Avad is a Chison. Bezman, then it's not a Chison. Does it mamash lead the Psul? But the Gemara speak about Bezman HaGemara, Bezman Noyach. I, the Gemara from Shove v'Shove, does have Derech Kovet. Does have Derech Kovet. Till here, I think everyone figured out themselves doing Seder. Yeah, I think it's very posh. It's machleikus. I want now be pshat etove. You see the dvorim ameirim esayinai. Let me gain pamelach. Lefi Rashi is a yesoid davar megune davar kovet alts greisi yesoidus. Frank the Gemara akashe. Oh, but the Teira says tome. The whole Teira is full with tome. So Rashi short is the same. This is the Gemara in Amud Beis. Everything is good. Lefi Rabbi Niyene, the Gemara can never ask a kasha from tome. Because the Gemara can never answer short as good. So Rabbi Yehuda himself answered the Teretz of Tomei. That Bizman Noyach was a Baya, but to write Tomei, because it's not really Tomei. Oh, but today when it's Tomei, it's not Loshon Megune. Tomei is Tomei, it's not a Loshon Megune. That's what Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm asking you a Shaila. So if you're Rabbi Yehuda, what is the, how you learn Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha and Gimel Amud Beis? The Gemara says, Ubei Reise Milo Iksif Tomei, what is the Kasha? Rabbi Yehuda answered it. Rabbi Yehuda can, how Rabbi Yehuda learned the Kasha, the Gemara, and the Teretz? What? No, the Gemara says Kadodli. What is the Gemara's Kasha, how you write Tomer? Fi Rashi, it's a Loshon Megune, how you write it? The answer is, it's shorter. But if Rabbi Yehuda, Tomer b'zman ha-Gemara, b'zman noyach is a baya. B'zman hazeh, Tomer is nishken chisorim b'chlal. If Tom is nishke chisor in the zman hazeh bichlal, so what is the Gemara's kasha? What? What? What was the Gemara's kasha? Ubei reise milo iksiv Tomei. What is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? Ubei reise milo iksiv Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda said, the only chisor of Tomei was bezman noyach. Bezman hazeh is no chisor to write Tomei. So what is the Gemara's kasha by Reis and Milo Ksiv Tome? So under a zogus that the Rabbi Yehuda didn't have it in his gills. The Reis. I heard chosh of it. In Shas Vilna we have it, right? So what is the answer? The answer is what you're trying to say. That the Gemara didn't ask that it's Loshon Megune. She knows it's not Loshon Megune. But she felt in Loshon Kovet. You're right, there's no chisorun, it's nicer. A besser esprach is to write Eino Teoiro. Avade, it's not a Loshon Megune. Bezman Noach is given Megune. Bezman Azeh is Nishken Megune. Bezman Azeh is Nishken Megune. So why Bezman Azeh is Nishken Megune? Why Bezman Azeh is Nishken Megune? Aber es Nishken Kovet. Sog di Gmora Ateretz, when it's Shove B'Shove, then you mark with them Kovet. And it's not Shove B'Shove, you're not mark with the Loshon Kovet. As a Rabbi Yehuda will have to learn Pshat. Maskin? Aber as a now listen how advorim mesukim midvash. Lefi Rashi, the Gemara started, Dover Megune, Dover covered, everything is one parsha. It's one Gemara, every Amorah says it different. If you look in the Lashonis of Rashi, Megune, covered, covered, Megune, it's mamish, bam, tzachzamen, all the Lashonis, he changes from Megune to covered, Megune, the ganze Zeit. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, you're not allowed to write Loshon Megune? The Teira Shtei Tome. I want to ask you a kasha. Where does kasha had to be? In Amud Aleph or in Amud Beis? Where does kasha had to be printed? In Amud Aleph or in Amud Beis? I would miyad in the first line of the Gemara. Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, al yoytzi odo mipiv dovo megune, shareike matere vov oisiyas. I will ask right away. ובאורייסה כסיף תומה. Wait a minute, אתה גם קצת דרושה? Tell me a whole single תאירה. You know, don't write תומה the תאירה. Wait a minute, I open the תאירה, it's 100 times. So what kind of דרושה צריך בשום לוי? I have to ask the קשי right away. I have to write תומה בייס? I would never write תומה בייס. You would write תומה בייס? It's a קשי גלחן בשום לוי. The tenets is, you know who asks this קשי? Rashi נמוד א'. Rashi can't wait on Amud Beis, and Rashi brings the Gemara in Amud Beis. Look at Rashi inside. 8 lines from the bottom. The Avel Gav the Raisik Siftome. Shani Uche Bechaduche Lelmelech Alachzer Aloshen Ekiye. I don't know how it fell. It's a Gemara in Amud Beis. Rashi can't hold himself. He can't even. You're telling me a drosha that doesn't make sense. You know, you're not allowed to speak not nice. You see, the Teirah didn't want to write Tome. The Teirah didn't want to write Tome. The whole Teirah is full with Tome. He can't wait on the base. Rashi also can't wait. He stoops it inside. Stoops it inside. Then the Gemara will make cheshbonos. Lefi Rabbi Niene, in Amud Aleph, you can ask this kasha. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's not a kasha. Meguna, you're not allowed to write. Why the Torah is full with Tome? Does he noch matin Torah? Does he nish gen kasha? Then the Gemara brought a memory from Rabbi Shmuel. Chutz from Meguna is a din of derech kovet. The Gemara finished the memory of Rabbi Shmuel that is a din of derech kovet. Frag the Gemara Akashe is a din of derech kovet. So why the Torah writes Tome? So lefi Rabbi Niene, the Gemara is kemin choymer. Adarab. The Gemara that the world asks that the Gemara is the leiker Rabbi Niene. Rabbi Niene learns that only Bizman Noach was Megune. Bizman Azeh is not Megune. So what is the Gemara's Kashe? And what is the Gemara answer when it's Shove B'Shove? You have to be Makim. But if it's cultural, you don't have to be makbid, it's against the guys of Rabbi Niene, and they have to say that we're racing it. Nay! Pum faker, lefi Rashi the Gemara is Shmuel. Because this Gemara, lefi Rashi, had to be Amud Aleph. It's a sugi that belongs to Amud Aleph. Masha'ein gen. Lefi Rabbi Niene, and Amud Aleph is not a kasha of Meshua ben Levi. Because Meshua ben Levi is a dover Megune, and kol ha-terekul is nishken Megune. Now Rabbi Shmuel said a new memre. And we see from Rabbi Yehuda himself that it's two different memres. And it's not mitzvah tzchach loshen orah. It's not tivchach loshen arumim. You speak nicely. And a bigger arrival from Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda learned that divrei kovet is a andere parsha. The Gemara had a tzad, maybe only be divrei teire. Maybe only be divrei chachomim. What's the shaykh? Is the gzeir from loshen orah is only when you speak divrei teire? The gzeir that you come to with nivul peh is only in divrei teire? The Torah's divrei kovet is a different parsha. Speak nicely. Sprachzach. That's a sprach. That's a friend of Zevi HaMensh. Efshonor in divrei teire. Efshonor divrei chachomim. Not going to get to the gzeire. He learned in the gzeire avada is not shayr. The gzeire is shema yovel and abel loshonore. I would say punk fakert. And divrei teire you could say tome. You're not coming to speak loshonore. When you shmuz to a person, at least watch your mouth that you'll come to speak loshonore. Punk fakert. If we're ready, we'll make the gzeire, we'll say punk fakert. If we'll make the gzeire, we'll say punk fakert. That with divrei chulin, you more have to be careful from the divrei teire. Not the opposite. The Torah says it's two different parts of the Rabbi Yehuda. The matter of the sugya of Mudbeis is only after that. Let me get invited to the next Gemara. The next Gemara, Mamish, goes weiter with these two mehalchim. Hanu trei talmidei d'aviyasve kamei d'rav. Chad omar shavisen ha'shmaisi ki levarachu misankon. Chad omar shavisen ha'shmaisi ki gdim misatchon. Ve'lo yishtai rav ba'edei. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hani trei talmidei d'aviyasve kamei d'hilel. Chad min ha'rabi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Ve'amri lo kamei d'rebi. Ve'chad min ha'rabi Yechonon. Chad omar mipnei ma'boitzrim b'taro ve'en mo'iskim b'taro. And anovim b'tare and zeisim. You don't have to be makbid on taro. Ve'chad omar mipnei ma'boitzrim b'taro ve'en mo'iskim b'tume. You're allowed to be mo'isik d'zeisim b'tume. Omar muftechani ani b'zeh. Shemoi roi roi b'Yisrael. V'la yoyomi mo'otim ad shehoi roi roi b'Yisrael. And here the Maharsho and everyone wonders, who was the one that he said, Muftechani b'ze, shemoi roi roi b'Yisrael. Avada, when you read the Gemara b'Ashkof HaRishonu, you think, the one that spoke nicely. Muftechani b'ze, it's all these Gemoras are coming to say that you have to speak nicely. In Klolei HaShas, it's b'derech klal, the second one. Because Muftechani b'ze, we're going on the second one. So the Maharsho ois cheshbens. We'll go keseita. If you learn like Rabbeinu Peretz, that Loshen Ktzoro is the best, so for sure Muftechani is in the second one. Because you have to speak short, better than speaking nice. לפי דמערשו, that you could do what you want. זוג דמערשו, so בעצם, he can't be מובטח and no one. Both were right. If this דמערשו is asking on himself. Before דמערשו, you know, the one that spoke nice is good. Or, לפי רבינו פרץ, פקח, the one that spoke short is good. But now you told me, short and nice, לפי רשי is the same. No, so one spoke nice, one spoke short. How you מובטחני בזה? I'm מובטחני בשתיהם. This one is bothering the Maharsho. This reason it's the same Maharsho. After the Maharsho says this Yesoid. After the Maharsho says the Yesoid as was. The Lefi Rashi. Short and nice. It's Ma'am Shove Beshove. Frank the Maharsho. If short and nice is Shove Beshove. So why is Muftechani Beze? So the Maharsho wants to say a shtickle a little bit. So the Maharsho, after the first one said nice, why the second one changed and said not nice? One came and asked the Rebbe, "Mipnei ma boiskim b'taro, ve'ein moiskim b'taro." Because the other one, "Mipnei ma moiskim b'taro, ve'moiskim b'tuma." Why? Why the other one change to say b'tuma? What? So the Maharsho time was the same time. As they said the Maharsho. Everyone has the kasha. You know, you never see it. Yeah. Zog the kasha. Paul mentioned Franklin. Yeah. Zog the Maharsho. While he changed, this showed that he knows the halachas. This showed that he knows the halachas. Why he changed? Why he changed? He wanted to show, I know that short and tum is also good. He's trying to say, "Ein moiskim betare, kilo the Rebbe v'trachen as a red chain." I'm not scared. If they are moiskim betuma. What he wanted to show the Rebbe, as a face, the ganze halachas. אז אין אפזור לפי רבן יעיני אוסו. Because it's only לושן קווי. קום דם מיכתום. זוג דם מיכתום, he doesn't know what you want בכלל. זוג דם מיכתום, I have a גבלתי כפשט. עבד, the first one is the תלמיד חוכם and not the second one. עבד, the first one is the תלמיד חוכם not the second one. זוג דם מיכתום, I'll tell you why. Nice and short, you have to speak nice. You have to speak nice. Aye, the Gemara says you have to speak short. Zog the Gemara, why? Lo'oilom yishne adam le'talmido b'derech k'tzor. Zog Rashi, why? That they remember the sugi of the Rebbe much better. Although when the Talmid asks the Rebbe, there's no need to speak short. The man for sure you have to speak clean. It's only when the Rebbe speaks to the Talmid, Zog the Mechtom, is the need on the Rebbe to be short. But when the Talmid of the Rebbe, the Shtokin need to be short. So Ad Rabbo, the first one knew that he's asking, Avad is halacha to be short, could be. Or is it at least the same? So the first one said Loshon Taire. The second one said Betum. He said, no. You don't have a Loshon Nekir. He says, why? But I'm speaking short. Short is only a heter to someone that is saying the Shir. Someone that is Mavir the Taire. But the one that is asking the question, he doesn't have a right to be short. He has to be long, Zog Demichtom. In Rambam, in Hilchos Deyos, I'm not so sure if this is the Halacha. In the Rambam is Mashma Divrei Chachomim Bektzor. Look in Hilchos Deyos, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. I'm looking a long time in the Rambam, I didn't find the Halacha of Davar Megune Bichlal in the Rambam. So I don't know why. Ali David Loshon Megunebs, I can't find it in the Rambam. He only brings down the Halacha of Loshon Ktzoro, and he says, Divrei Chochme Bektzoro. Shari Omru Yishan Olam Talmido B'Derek Ktzoro. But in the Rambam is Mashma, that's not a din, Barav Le Talmidim only. So Veisach Nishgenoi, Chveis Nishgenoi. Let me get into the next Gemara. Hanut Lose Kayani, Chad Omar Le Megiani Kipoil, Chad Omar Giyani Kizais, Chad Omar Giyani Kiznava Leto. Vodko Achav and the one that said Kiznava Leto, Motzvoi Shemetz Psul. Friedrich Morevo, Tanya and Boykin and Mizbeach Velemalo, Leitame Shemetz Psul, Lefirash that his family was Psul, and Ashachas Psul, Gvena Balgaive. And this happened later. The Ibay Seim Shani Yosem, the Uda Ara and Afshay, so they had to check. So here's a very big sugya. Long again. Kamashi Odeinu Maspekis, though. Was three koyhanim. One said Higiyani Kipul, one said Higiyani Kizayis, and one star made a choizik, Higiyani Kiznava Leto. So the one that said Kiznava Leto, Bot Koachov, Shemet Psul. Frank the Minchas Chinuch, the first shayla. As a aloche, Moren Yume says that Kechelek Bechelek, they divided the Matnes Kihun and the Beis Hamikdosh, Shove Beshove to everyone. Every kohen got exactly the same. Every Kohen got exactly the same. Frag the Minchas Chinuch, if every Kohen got exactly the same, how it could be that one person got Kipul and one person got Kezayis? They didn't divide the Shavah b'Shavah? As I frag the Minchas Chinuch. Zog the Minchas Chinuch. So Minchas Chinuch, what's the bad? What Minchas Chinuch has? As I frag the Minchas Chinuch. So the Chasim Sefer, and Chidush Chasim Sefer, Zod the Chasim Sefer, Be'etzem, everyone got Kippul. As there's Masha and the Gemara in Yume, after she was a klole, everyone got a little piece. So one Kohen said, I got a little piece. The other Kohen said, I got a little piece, but it's so choshev to me like a big piece. It's like a kezayis. And the other one just making choizek. It's like a znav and a tov. It's like a tail, it's a gorish. But be'etzem, everyone got the same piece. Same. Im kacha, im seida. The Mikdash David zog the andere vort. Zog the Mikdash David that Lechem Aponim was divided in Shabbos. Half was the Mishmar HaYotze and half was to the Mishmar HaNichnas. It's two shittas how they divided it. 7, 5, 6, 4, 2. So if they didn't, now, even if they divided it 6 and 6, so 6 went to the Mishmar HaYotze, it was 24 Mishmores in Beis HaMikdash, and 6 to the Mishmar HaNichnas. Now, the Mishmar HaYotze got 6 Lechem Aponim, and the Rosh Av cut it to pieces to all of his Mishmar. The other one got another 6, and he divided it to his Mishmar. What would it be if the first Mishmar was less Koyanim, and the second Mishmar was more Koyanim? So in one group, everyone got Kippul, and the other group, everyone got Kezayis. As I said, the Mikdash David. So the Mishmar HaLevi, if you demonstrate very gishmak, Rashi says that was Lechem Aponim. Why Rashi says Lechem Aponim? The Gemara in Yuma says, Oimer, Shtei Lechem, was more things that the Kohanim could get to divide. Why Rashi says Lechem Aponim? Because by us, it had to be that one will get Kezayis and one will get Kippul, Memele. So the Vav, we have two terutzim. Some will get to the numbers, we'll see maybe a bit different. But the Vav, other Eilech and Ami, everyone got Kippul, just one said by me, it's so choshev like a Kezayis. And one said, but me is mamish gonish like a znav letor. Or no, they divided it to Mishmar HaYotze and Mishmar HaNichnas.
What's the third
shiur? So the third shiur, doctor, this is for sure, this was Lashon Chayzik. Znav letor, his name was, it's gonish, it's like a tail. I got a tail. He also got like a pool. He was just making Chayzik. Not that he got like a mamish such a line. He got a pool, and he got a kezayis. The one that got a pool and the znav letor was speaking Belashon Bozui. Said, I got a znav aleto. Let me again, a trop weiter. Frag the Beis HaLevi a starke kash. Aber hört sich ein gut. One maybe to say here, poor chidushim. Beis HaLevi frag the kash. Is a gemore in Daf Nuntes. That is a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshi. Rashi brings down the Daf Nun Tes Dibur Amasel B'Sharim Ois Hashono Dichsiv V'Ochlu Ois HaMasher Kupar Bohem Al Me'achil Haskotshim Esei Ben HaNeecholim Lekoyanim Ben HaNeecholim B'Yisroel. It's a mitzvah Esei Ben HaNeecholim Lebailim Ben HaNeecholim L'Yisroel. It's a mitzvah Esei V'Achil Haskotshim. Frag de Beis HaLevi Achil Es B'Kezayis. We know we have a mitzvah esse to eat korban pesach. We have a mitzvah esse to eat korban pesach. You have to eat a kezayis from the korban pesach. If you don't eat a kezayis in korban pesach, you're not yaitzim. So if it's a mitzvah achilas kodshim, so b'meli you have to eat a kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis. So frag the Beis HaLevi, how b'shad a giyani kippul? How is a giyani kippul? Or b'ez a mitzvah esse achilas kodshim. The mitzvah sesev achilas kodshim. We was in the sky in the mitzvah sesev achilas kodshim. As they frag the Beis HaLevi. Zog the Beis HaLevi in chilek alef simen beis a big yesoid. Zog the Beis HaLevi, korban pesach is a mitzvah and karkafte de gavre. Every year has to eat a kezayis pesach. Kodshim is a mitzvah that the kodshim will be eaten. But it's not a mitzvah karkafta de gavre that he has to eat the kochim. Not a mitzvah karkafta de gavre that he has to eat the kochim. The kochim have to be eaten. The mele. He says it's not a din that everyone has to eat a kazayis. The kochim have to be eaten duch everyone else. And the Pesach is not only a mitzvah that the Pesach will be eaten, it's a mitzvah and me to eat the korban Pesach. So I have to eat a kazayis. And kochim is not a mitzvah that every person will eat a kazayis kochim. The kochim have to be eaten. The kochim have to be ne'echoli. The mele, you can eat a half a kazayis, you can eat a half a kazayis. Altogether, the kochim will ne'echoli. The mele, he got a kipul, and he got a kipul. Together, everyone ate. Zokter. As meduik in Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach brings down two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to shecht in Korban Pesach. And one mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach. And the kochim, the Rambam doesn't bring down two mitzvahs. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah lehakriv es ha-korbones umidine ha-korbones shenizroik es adam naktirenu v'neichlenu. Midine ha-korbones, dahayinu. And Korban Pesach is a mitzvah on every yid to go and to be makriv a Korban Pesach. And as a mitzvah, chutz from that mitzvah, is a mitzvah that every person has to eat a Korban Pesach. Like you have to eat matzah, you have to eat a Korban Pesach. Masha'engen, in kochim, it's not a mitzvah and the gavre that he has to eat. The kochim have to be eaten mitzaratzmo. The mele, he could eat a kippul, and he could eat a kippul, and he could eat a kippul, but the kochim will eat them all together, it's enough. It's enough that the kochim will eat it all together. What? Why is that? It's not kederach achila. It's kederach achila. I'm not mekayim a mitzvah achila, but the kochim I eat. For me, I'm doing a ma'ase achila b'kezayis. When I have to do a achila, if I didn't eat a kezayis, I didn't do a ma'ase achila. But Masha'en can hear, the kochim have to be eaten. While the kochim have to be eaten, so if everyone eats a chatzi kezayis, it's enough. Let me, I want to boil this. Zog de Beis HaLevi, he has a mocker to his Yesoy. This is Yeshonim, so first he has a mocker that the Rambam doesn't bring down the mitzvah. Zog de Beis HaLevi, he has a mocker, this is Yeshonim and Yume. This is Yeshonim and Yume Lamentes. The Gemara says there, that Atznui Moishchim Es Yedeyim. In the beginning everyone got a kezayis. Later, everyone got a kippul. Hatznui moishchim es yedeyem. Zog de teis is yeshonim. The Salevi brings them down in the end. Zog de razay. V'chein b'yumad af lametes amrin et b'meishim anatzadik oye brocha lechem aponim. Kol koyen shemagia kezayis yesh oichlo v'soveya yesh oichlo yumose. Mikan v'eilech magia kippul v'hatznui moishchim es yedeyem. Hareidel oye magia rai kippul. First, וגם במשים על הצדיק יש מגיע כזייס ומויסי. ואין מתס ישונים שם. זה דווקא מגיע כפול היו מוישכים ידיים. אבל בכזייס לא היו מוישכים ידיים. כי דימו לקיים מצווה סחילה. ושוב היא כשזה בהגיע כפול איך הם מקיים מצווה סחילה. ויש לו עם הרזוק לתס ישונים. זה לא יבואי כזייס לגמרי. אלא זה כזייס עודיף וחושי וחילה. Zog der Rabbi Salevi, steht klar in der Tesis Yeshonim, it was no mitzvah, that you don't need a kezayis to mekayim the mitzvah. So Zog der Rabbi Salevi, I have a right to my Yesoy, that even there is a mitzvah achil haskotchim, like Rashi brings down in the Nun Tes, there is a mitzvah achil haskotchim and ale korbones, but mikol mekoyim, you don't have to eat a kezayis, even if you eat kippul, and it's eaten together, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's the Rabbi Salevi. Freg the world, but when you see that there's Yeshonim himself inside, like the Besalevi brings him down in the end of the shtickel, and like you see that there's Yeshonim inside, the Yeshonim himself says that Lu Yitzur would be a Kezayis, that Tznui would not be Moshech Yedeyim. They were only Moshech Yedeyim because it was a little piece. But if it would be a piece of a Kezayis, they would not be Moshech Yedeyim. Why? But there's no difference Chatzi Kezayis and a Kezayis. You tell him that there's no mitzvah to eat the Kochim. The mitzvah is that the Kochim will be eaten. So why this is Yeshonim says that we're Moshech Yedeyim because there was no Kezayis. But if it was a Kezayis, they were not Moshech Yedeyim. Why they were not be Moshech Yedeyim? What? This Alevi is Miyasin and Pesach and Niti in the Kezayis. And Kochim, the mitzvah is that the Kochim will be eaten. This is the reason now. Frank, this is Yeshonim, Ashayle, eyes no kezayis, you don't need a kezayis. Why do you want Moshech Yedeim? Because there's no kezayis. But if it would be kezayis, there would not be Moshech Yedeim. Why do you not be Moshech Yedeim? Well, explain me what choshev means. Well, what is more? I want to know exactly. You told me there's no din. The din of the kochim will be eaten. I you understand?
Yeah.
We have this. What's Zog de Besalevi? Zog de Besalevi, and Pesach, I need to eat tonight a matzah kezayis. I need a kezayis Pesach. And kochim, I don't need to eat. I need the kochim to be eaten. Now, if all of us added to get a little piece, I'm giving up. So what? Let someone else do it. Right? Why? I beat the mitzvah of the don, so the tzluim didn't care. But if it's a kezayis, the tzluim wanted to push. Why for a kezayis, the tzluim would push? So I will say, stam, because the choshev achile. Stam, you'll be hungry, you'll be full. Pachas the kezayis is also kedushas. Kippur is also kedushas. It's like my ponim. Why not? Why you don't fight for the kedusha? What if shach? Not because it was enough. He says, if they would get a big piece, they would push. Right, it says it. So the Chasam Sefer Zog, the Sefer came out, Achilas Kodshim. They want the tainan, as they saw the Chasam Sefer, that is two dinim in Kodshim. That the Besalevi, when he was asking his kasha, the Besalevi meant that if everyone ate Kippur, he didn't ask a kasha that the Koyhanim didn't have a mitzvah. The din of Kodshim was not Niskayev. As a din is a mitzvah's eser to eat the Kodshim, and that mitzvah was not Niskayev. That mitzvah was not Niskayev. Zog the Besalevi, the din of the Kodshim is not Mechayev to eat. The din of the kochim is not mechayev to eat. The din of the kochim is that the kochim will be eaten. It's not a mechayev to eat the kochim. The kochim have to be eaten. Aber avade, the person has a mitzvah to eat. Just the besalei, the mitzvah was not done, was coming done. The kashi we understand, like common Pesach. Hashem wants two zach, to makriv, and he wants the gavre to eat. If you divide it, you miss the mitzvah. Tell us no. The mitzvah that the kochim will be eaten was niskayev. The din of the Gavra was not Niskay. It's not mashma, because the Besalevi especially says that the Rambam doesn't bring down two mitzvahs, because there's no two mitzvahs of Achille here. And if we say in Dishtikal Teire, so there are mitzvahs of Achille. To say two dinim, so all Besalevi's Teire was, that in Pesach, the Rambam brings down two mitzvahs. And Shal Korbonis is no two mitzvahs, because it's taken no two mitzvahs. This was the Teire of the Besalevi. But because the Korbonis, the Rambam doesn't bring down two mitzvahs, because there's no two mitzvahs, there's only mitzvahs of Kor. And now we're telling no. It's a din of the korban, but chutz of the din of the korban is also a din of the person to eat. It's not gishmak. So the lomdim want to say like this. Listen carefully. It's a very long deshavot. About the mismanagement from Kotchin. The tiny hazeh. But listen carefully. I want to ask you a shayla. About to see it's very negias. I want to mefarish it klo. All of the Koyanim, we said there's no din to eat the Kochim. The Kochim have to be eaten. Okay, so now let's say we might give a Kovim. So the Kochim have to be eaten. So let's say all the Koyanim from this side decide to eat it. It's all eaten up. The Koyanim from this side, they were lazy. They didn't do it. And the Shomayim, these people are better from these people or not? The din is the Kochim have to be eaten. So the person that has no mitzvah eser to eat, the Besalevi says you could give it to someone else to eat. The person that goes and eats, serves Hashem, as a besser a mensch nicht. What? You're giving him a schar? How do you know that he's better? What? Well, he helped Hashem. I want to know exactly. What? The meat is to be eaten. It's eaten. I'm asking you a shayla. So why did Tznuim was Moshchim Yedayim? They don't want to be from the right side? Why if they were pushed, they would do the mitzvah. Yeah. Why did Tznuim was Moshchim Yedayim? Why did they not want to do the mitzvah? Why did they not want to do the mitzvah? Why does Tnoim was Ma'ir Shemideh? If you're telling me that the ones that will eat will be better people, so why does Tnoim was Ma'ir Shemideh? What? The Tesis Yishonim says that for a Kezayis they will fight. The Tesis Yishonim says that for a Kezayis they will... Look at Tesis Yishonim inside. For the Kezayis he says that he will fight. If it will be a Kezayis, they will not be Ma'ir Shemideh. But if you tell me that the Tznuim don't want mitzvah, it's a good sign that they will Moshe Chideim stop. But if we say now, Fidu B'Salevi, this is what the Sishonim explains, there was no mitzvah. The Kachim have to be eaten. So why do we Moshe Chideim? The answer is, Avadir has to be eaten, but while everyone ate Pachas and Kazayis, no one did the mitzvah. No one has the mitzvah in him. If one of them eats a Kazayis, then he was the one that caused the mitzvah to be miskaya. So for a kezavada, the mitzvah of the kachim is to be eaten. The mitzvah of the kachim is to be eaten. It's not a chiyuv on gavre. It's not a chiyuv on kafta de gavre. But if it's eaten lemaise, avada is a kiyuv mitzvah. But if everyone is getting a pull, no one has the kiyuv also. So there's no point to push. It's time for the Indian. Mashiach, if he would get a kezais, he would have a kiyuv of the mitzvah. So nochamo. Lefidates yeshonim, why they didn't push? Because they got a kippul. If they would get a kezayis, they would push. So if we learn the leke of Salevi, it's pashut. Here they would have a mitzvah, here they don't have a mitzvah. Salevi says no one has a chiyuv gavra to do it. No one has a chiyuv to push. No one has a chiyuv to eat the Pesach, the korbanos, shal korbanos. The thing is that the korban has to be eaten. Say, zog the tishonim, this is the reason they didn't push, even that it has to be eaten. It's no chiyuv and kerkafta the gavra. But for a kezayis, they will push. As I said, this is shoni. Why they will push? So we could say that they have a mitzvah, so the whole Salev is nishtemetz. That's the word of Shver. The answer is, Avadi, they don't have a chiv and kakaf to the gavre. There's no chiv and the gavre. The mitzvah is done. Just, I know that the mitzvah is done duch mi, Avadi is a schus. But if everyone ate Pochus Kippul, the mitzvah is not done, not any, duch Klal Yisrael. I'm also part of Klal Yisrael. Everyone made a chelik, Efshad in Yoni, but he was not doing the kiyum of the mitzvah. Masha'en gefi'ed a kezayis, he was doing the kiyum of the mitzvah. Now let me get one mistake. Avad nicht alle azek azek with the thesis Yishonim. The Radak in Shmuel says that even for Kezayis they will not push. Even for the Kezayis they will not push. Till here it's klar. I want to be oyer ore that I don't have it klar yet. But we trachen zusammen. Morgen Avrom and Simen. Simen Nun Gimel, Sifkot and Chovov. Says in Shulchan Aruch Hazeh, Orachaim Simen Nun Gimel, Ein le'odom li'spalel b'loi rotzen akol. You're not allowed to be a shatz, if the Olam don't want you to be a chazen. Zog dem Ogen Avrom, Ein li'iskoitet ba'avur shum mitzvah. Sh'arishoninu atznuim mo'ishchim es yedeyem ilechem aponim. You're not allowed to fight for a mitzvah. Say pask him b'shem d'ramo. Ein li iskoitet b'shum mitzvah. What is the raya? Lechem aponim is no mitzvah. Has to be eaten. What is the raya? So you could say here also he's speaking about shatz. There's no need to be a shliach tzibur. Someone has to be a shliach tzibur. The shayla is, I'll ask the following shayla. Is one esrig in shtot? Is it even to fight to get the esrig or not? I say yes. Even the tznuim will push. I stayed in Ramon not to push. And Lechem Aponim, Zog Dibes Halevi, is no mitzvah on me to eat. I don't have a mitzvah to go to eat. It has to be eaten. So you won't do it. Why to push? But when I have a mitzvah to do a esrei, you're right, order me, order him. Why not to push? I wanted to push. In Mishneh Brura, steht nicht das. Steht nicht das, du bist Halevi also. Mishneh Brura brings down, and that way he brings down the Morgen Avrom, And he explains that the Leica is a Levi, like we learn in the Sugya. Says, Mishnah Berurah says, ואין לאדם להזכותת בעבור שום מצווה, כגון גלילה ספר תורה, שהראשונים הצנועים מוישרים את ידיהם מלחם הפונים, ואכילת לחם הפונים הוא מצווה. זה כבן המצווה. ופשוט דווקא אם המצווה תזכה מעל די אחר, אבל אם המצווה תסברת לגמרי, כאילו אנחנו נעשה סורכים, if no one else will do it, אבל if someone else will do it, don't fight. לפי דבר סלבי, אז לא ראי פעם לחם הפונים? אז לא ראי פעם לחם הפונים? אגב, עוד נטייס את סישון עם נאמה, לא חמיד. Besalevi says that there's no mitzvah to me to eat. Not sure, everyone together. He says, no mitzvah. Abi, it's done, Zakti Besalevi. On Kazais, Yor Kazais, Besalevi, we said Chilukim. Be'elim the Chilukim, not on Kazais. Fakar, the Philippines is Shishonim, for sure, stay the Loika Mishnah Berurah. Stay even on Kazais, stay to fight. The Philippines is Shishonim on Kazais, stay to fight. But on the Besalevi, he has a mitzvah and everyone to eat Lechem Apon. Every coin has a mitzvah. You right, or I will get it, or you will get it. The tznuim gave to someone else to do the mitzvah. Someone else will do the mitzvah. We can't have both of us doing the mitzvah. But the fin of a levi, it's a nishtokim mitzvah. It's a nishtokim mitzvah. It's a nishtokim mitzvah. The minchas chinuch tainers, like a beguf ha-shaylef, the besalevi, lechur as a mitzvah to eat, how you divide it, kipul, how you divided it, Kippul. So I said, Minchas Chinuch brings down, he says that if one eats kezayis, it's enough that it was miskayim ha-maisa achila here. And then the rest have chotzi shiur, it's enough. And this is what he wants to answer, how taki yigia kezayis was not enough. So every time one person was magril together kezayis, he would mikayim the mitzvah achila, and the rest got Kippul, it's not the top. He says, you have to have a maisa achila. The mitzvah has to be miskayim. Not like the Shaila pushing and not pushing. Like the Shaila is like the Minchas Chinuch. The Mikdash David, Simon Tzavach Vov, wants to say Nochat Teretz. He says that the Koyanim took the pool and they were Metzarif it to the different Menoches that they had. They were Metzarif it to the different Menoches that they had. So the Mele they had Achila Bekezayis. You don't have to make a Maise Achila, it's a Din Achila Skotchim. So you take a little bit of pool, and you add it to a different menachas, and immediately you have a shiur. Everyone wanted lechem apolim. Lechem apolim stayed when Grace in Yoni. So everyone wanted to add lechem apolim. So what they did, everyone got a piece of kipul, and they added it to a different menachas that they had. But in brisk mifrek, as lechem apolim was given out in Shabbos, and no menachas akrevis in Shabbos, and no korbonas akrevis in Shabbos. So it's agav chuf v'shabashte. There's nothing to put in the tzar of the lechem apolim to. Ahua Ramoe, they have a solik veochil psochim birusholayim. Omar ksiv kol benecho lo yoichal boy. Kol ore lo yoichal boy. Vanor ka achline mishufre de shufre. Vanor ka achline mishufre de shufre. Omar le Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, mikosofu loch me'aliyah, what they give you from the aliyah? Omar le Eloi, it's like the kisolik le'osom emelu, sofu li me'aliyah. I told them, you see, they will not give you. Kisolik, omar le me'aliyah, sofu li, omar le aliyah le govaya kisalke, omar le man, omar lochochi, omar le Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, omar le ma'ayah, he doesn't know that it's korev. Botku basrei ve'ashkechet aramoe ve'katlu, sholuch le Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, sholim lecho Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, da'atu benetziv, ודוס חפוסה בירושלים. The Maharshal and the Maharsho, say a pshat nifla. The Maharshal starts, and the Maharshal says, "Ani yoisi follow." He says, "What was going on? Why Michlal? Rabbi Yudah Meseira told him, they're not giving you the aliyah." So he says, "Go check." But what the goyim in chab that he's trying to put him a shtickle do. Zokter Hazei. The goy also knew that maybe they think that he's a goy. And the guy had a shtickel Torah that the Yidden don't give the goyim from the best. Chaylev la'ashem. Kol chaylev la'ashem. Only the Yidden, he thought that goyim get. In his krumekop, he thought goyim allowed to eat in Korban Pesach. They're not allowed to eat from the best. He came to Rabbi Meseir and said, they don't know that I'm a goy. I'll tell you the raya. They give me mishufra l'shufra. They give me from the best. This is what the Marashav. So Rabbi Meseir, you didn't chat, there's one best piece. They also know, sure, you're right. They don't give the goyim from the best. But you don't have. You ask from that. They know that you're the guy. It's something under the tail. There's the real best. From that, it didn't give you. So he knew that miyad the guy will go and ask from that best. While the guy sent me shufra to shufra, he didn't stop and say, you know what, I get a good piece. For the marshal, he said, I'm getting from Chelboy. I'm getting from Chelboy. So like them, you're right. They know the shtickle tailor, you're right. And especially they gave you from that. When you asked for the best, they gave you, but they gave you the wrong best. Because they had that you're a guy. So Mele was pushed into Rabbi Yudin Meseire that Mele he will go and he will ask him the Aliyah. So he came and he asked him the Aliyah and they killed him. Frag them in Chas Chinuch Mitzvah Yudalet, why you kill him? Velcha Aveira he did. Velcha, you chayv Misa? Why they killed him? Frag them in Chas Chinuch, why they killed him? Velcha Aveira he did. What Aveira he did? Velcha Yisur he does. Welche Isur he does? What? What? Can I? He paid for it, was a Kneve, he paid for it. For Rebbe Lchon, he paid for it. Rebbe Lchon gave it to you, he paid for it. Benach is only a Sheva Mitzvah Benach. How you could kill him? He can, why to kill him? That's the Ein Shailu, was it tomorrow? Zweite Kashe, fragt him in Chas Chinuch. Rashi says Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira didn't kill him because he was not strong enough. How he could kill him? Al pi atzma? Al pi atzma? This is what I'm going to tell you. I sit second Seder in Bismedrash. Nimi is a Sefer. Sefer Tairas HaKoydesh. Sefer is Baal Shem Re'emuni. Choshevim, Baal Rota. So I started yesterday second Seder. I was learning. I opened it. Someone showed me there. In Shaar Yud Zayin. Tshuvas HaMishkon. Shaar Yud Zayin. He brings down a kasha. He says, "Roisi rabim shenimnoim milikach belitchof leshiraim." Because I'm doing moishchem as yedayim. So even if it's a mitzvah, but to push, it's a kegena gemore. I thought the ganze shtikul teretz miyashet. It's nish ken zayin is tol yechiv was migiretitz.